Our Lord is always known to be pretty harsh with the Pharisees and calls out, in this episode and several episodes, calls out elements of their lifestyle, which are just very much out of order. Well-intentioned in some cases, but still wrong, and then sometimes not even well-intentioned. So here we could say a few things. First of all, just a tiny detail that I didn't want to miss, since we just had the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter just a few days ago, February 22nd. You'll notice Jesus makes a reference. The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. So this concept of a seat of authority is an Old Testament, it's a Jewish part of their life, part of their way God designed his people, and it doesn't get thrown out, but gets fulfilled with the chair of Peter. And we still have that today, as we celebrated a few days ago. But more to today's gospel, it's very painful, very much a challenge for all of us, not just the Pharisees and scribes, to check why we do things, to check the purity of our intention behind all that we do. All their works are performed to be seen. They love seats of honor. They love recognition. They love appreciation. Of all the things you want to fast from during Lent, chocolate, anything else? Facebook, social media maybe? Fasting from all these kinds of things? What about fasting from the need to be recognized, the need to be thanked, the need for my works to be acknowledged by some brother or sister or spouse of mine? Our Lord is like, you have one person watching over you. You have one person whose opinion matters. You have one Father and teacher and Lord, and he's the one you should focus on. What does he see? What does he actually thank you for? Have you ever taken the time after you've done something that maybe no one else appreciated, to listen for his appreciation? Sometimes he's the last one we care about. And it goes, there's a lot of applications. First of all, how often we don't do good things or prayerful things or Catholic and Christian things because of what other people might wrongly judge. Their negative recognition. I don't want to do that because I might, you know, what would they think of me? I don't want to leave the football game early or miss practice or not show up on time for work or be 10 minutes late because I'm going to Mass at noon from the office or because I'm doing some other obligation of my faith because of what they might think of me. What about his opinion? You have one Father. Is he pleased? Is that even your concern, your highest concern? And then, yes, more to the point today, how often when we do something, even something really good, even some volunteering of ministry, we're checked if someone doesn't recognize it. We're checked if it's not appreciated. That gets under our skin. That ruins how we work. We start to complain. We start to say, you know what, I worked this hard, I'm out. You guys, you people didn't recognize it, so I quit. But was it ever about them? Or wasn't it about his invitation to that ministry? Wasn't it about him inviting me to do or to serve or whatever else? It's a lot for us to think about, especially today, and I would encourage all of us to really look at our intentions behind so much of what we do. And that's often the way purifying your intention happens, the way God purifies your intention, is when you're not recognized. It hurts. But that allows you to see, oh gosh, that's right. I was doing this for the wrong reasons, or very much more for the wrong ones than for him. So just an invitation, as we're thinking about the things that we're trying to fast from, our Lord is looking at the heart. Maybe I need to fast and free myself from my need and my craving for appreciation, for acknowledgement, for recognition from other people. There's a great prayer during Lent especially, but even year-round, the Litany of Humility is not just humility. It's free my heart from needing anything else but you, Lord. From the desire to be appraised and loved and appreciated and recognized, Lord Jesus, free me. From the fear of being looked over, overlooked, forgotten, Lord Jesus, free me from that fear. It's a great prayer, especially in Lent, to let my heart be free, to focus only on the one important thing, and everything else will be given me besides that. Let us learn to rejoice, not just when we are recognized and thanked, and by the way, when we are thanked and when we are recognized, our attitude should not be, yeah, you're right, You knew it. Glad you finally saw it. It should be, thank you, Lord, for giving. Thank God who gave me the gifts to do what you're thanking me for doing. It's all like Mary's Magnificat. Elizabeth praises Mary, and Mary says, praise God. My soul exalts in God. But then also, learn to rejoice when I am overlooked. Learn to rejoice when I'm forgotten. Learn to rejoice when really the only one who sees is Him, and I feel it. And I can say, thank you, Jesus, for this moment, just between me and you. And then, this is a deeper level, learn to rejoice when I'm criticized strongly. When I'm blamed, after having done some sort of good, it's either misunderstood, misperceived, or I get blamed for the bad thing that happened, and no one seems to recognize the good. That's the deeper level, Lord, that I would share in your condemnation when you were condemned unfairly. That I would share even in that with you. Thank you, Jesus. So that's where we're going. That's the path he trod. And we need to follow him, not just in the glory when everyone exalts us and recognizes us and lifts us up. Praise God for how good you are. But also when I'm treated the way he was treated. When I'm not recognized, when I'm misrecognized and accused unfairly. Lord Jesus, thank you. Free me from all else but you. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.